When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
412-928-9370, that is the number to call. We have Mark Caboli coming up here at noon for the whole hour, followed by Dan Zangrilli and then Brian Batko. In the meantime, it's your calls at 412-928-9370. So, Austin, they are on the phone. Lots of people I see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and many more coming. So let's get right to it.
Yeah, many, many. Here's Lou. He's in Irwin.
Hey, Lou, what's up?
Hey, Bob, Austin, how are you guys doing?
We're good.
Good.
Couple quick comments, and then, Bob, I have a question for you at the end. So this is what happens with the Pirates. This is what happens when a non-sports fan has a lot of money and buys a sports franchise. He runs it to make money. He has no investment in it. He doesn't want to win. If he did, he would do things a lot differently. If he wanted to spend money, though, Bob, Austin, I say Kyle Schwarber is a free agent. He looked great in a Pirate uniform, hitting bombs into the river.
Oh, yeah. As a designated hitter, absolutely, I would take that. But
yeah,
that's
$20 million he made last year. I mean, I think it would probably take quite a bit more than that for us to get him, but let's spend it and get him. And then my question to you, Bob, is what is it like to wake up every morning as Bob Pompliani?
That's a great question, Lou. No, I've wondered the same thing.
I mean, what does that mean?
I have to imagine that Bob gets up and goes to the bathroom, sees himself in the mirror, does pistol fingers.
No. I don't pull a Joe Stark where I go like this. I don't do that. No. I wake up. If you really want to know what goes on in the morning, it's a rather laborious transition into being awake.
Lou, we're talking about someone on the Mount Rushmore of Pittsburgh sports here.
Lou, I know.
I'm telling you, if there's a bigger fan of Bob Pompliani in this city than me, I want to meet him because we'll have a lot to talk about. I love you, Bob.
Lou, I look forward to meeting you, and it won't be in the morning because I do not function well.
Yeah, I don't want to meet you, Bob. I'm sorry. Because there's no way you could live up to my expectations.
That's very kind of you to say.
Listen to you and watch you and enjoy you.
Thanks very much, Lou.
Bye-bye, guys.
Wasn't that great, Bob?
I've gotten a lot of questions before, but never that one. So,
what is it like being Bob Pompliani every day?
I'll tell you what it's like. It's nice knowing that I have a wife named Lisa Pompliani who does everything so well in my life and makes my life easy.
She's your guide.
She is, and you know.
For Steeler players, participation is our guide. For Tomlin in practice, she is your guide through life.
She does everything and makes my life easy, and she doesn't, as much as I'm away, whether it's work or other things, golf, whenever I do golf, she totally understands it. She's probably my biggest supporter out there, and I'm her biggest supporter as well. So that's what it's like. All right, now where?
All right, let's go to JJ. He wants to talk about the Pirates.
Hey, JJ, what's going on?
Hi, guys. I have a couple points to make. I like to see what you think. First of all, why would Pete Alonso or Kyle Schwarber, any of those guys, want to come to the Pirates, knowing how they operate?
Because this is the best. If I were them, this is what I say. But again, you have to be willing to put up the money here. So if it's me, I'm good at spending the money. What I would say is, hey, Pete Alonso, you come to this team right now. Number one, we have a short porch in right field. We know you are an opposite field hitter at times. Number two, we have the best pitching staff in baseball. That's what you were missing last year in New York. That's why you spent all that money, but pitching let you down. We can solve that here. Number three, we're willing to pay you the market value for somebody like you. And if that means 5 years, $150 million, I would do it. But they're not going to do that.
No.
Because they're going to stick with Spencer Horwitz, I know, and he's a good player, but he doesn't bring you the power threat that you need to have if you're going to be a successful team. The pitching let the Mets down. This pitching is different. This potentially could be as good a starting staff in a year or two as you're going to find in the National League, you know, from top to bottom, 1 through 5.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I would do it. It won't work, but that's how I would do it.
Okay, and one other, blanking on his name, the guy in Altoona, Connor
Griffin.
Connor Griffin. Everybody's saying bring him up. You know, he's not going to be up till like June 15th or whatever, because
I would have him up here on day one. I would say, and I would give my fans something, at least from that point of view, to be excited about. You're going to see the number one prospect in baseball. He's ours, and he's now on display. We have the best pitcher. And then just let it play out. I think he's shown the ability to move from three different levels. Sure, he's not played in AAA, but there are guys who make the jump from AA. He may be one of those guys. Why hold him back? Especially, again, everything I do here, JJ and Austin, is about a window. The window is only a couple of more years. That's it, and then it'll shut because Paul Skeens won't be here after that.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But being a Pirates, they're not going to worry about that Super 2, and then there's about the Rookie of the Year. So I don't look for him to be up till like Juneteenth or something.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's squeeze in one more here.
All right, let's go to Ron in Peters Township, or Penn Township.
Penn Township. What's up, Ron?
Hey, Bob. How are you, buddy?
We're doing good.
I actually can't believe I'm wasting time talking about the Pirates, but I am happy to say that this is to the extent that I give them any of my attention. A quick phone call. Anthony in Oakland said it, made a comment that I believe is 100% true. Why do we endure this, right? And my I've called you guys before. I spoke to you and Joe, and I said, you don't have to endure it. Don't go to the games. The Pirates just got rid of the only bright spot that they have, two pitching coaches. That was the bright spot of the whole season, was their pitching staff. So what do? They get rid of their pitching coaches. It's ridiculous. They don't spend the money.
Well, as I've said before, and I'm never going to tell people what to do with their entertainment money. That's their choice. You still can go. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of all sports, but I like going to a baseball game when I take grandkids to show them what it's like. They're not certainly at an age where they've been bittered by all of the lack of success here, so they just enjoy it for what it is, and I try to teach it. And I see a lot of young kids at the game. So that's always going to be there. So
I get it, but the only way that we can somehow affect change is if we hit the owner where it matters.
But it's not going to
pocketbook.
They've already done that, though, in terms of the average amount of attendance over the last 3 years has decreased. It'll go down as far. It doesn't matter, Ron, because they make as much money in shared revenue that they get from the league, as much money up front that makes it profitable for them without ever worrying about ticket sales.
You know what? I actually misspoke, Bob. I meant to say not in the pocketbook, but if you didn't go to the games, it would somehow have to be somewhat of a national embarrassment.
You don't think it already is?
It is. That's
and do you think that has fazed Bob Nutting whatsoever?
Well, I don't know how much of a national embarrassment it is, because nationally, how many people invest their time to watch the Pirates? I mean, we're locally suffering. Like, I'm old enough to remember 79, not so much 71. I was only 3 years old then. But, I mean, if we somehow just – I don't know what else to do to the guy. I mean, he's unfazed by anything.
And
he's
that's
never
the thing.
Just going to change.
And thanks, Ron, for the call. We've got to move along to another caller here. But I want to say that if your goal is only to run that as a business profitability-wise, then he's achieving his goal. Now, he has other businesses that may not be as successful, and perhaps that's what's holding him back. I don't know. All I know is that if you're a team that has this sort of potential pitching, that you would go out and try to support it. I've made the analogy before that this is like having a rookie quarterback who does not make a lot of money, and you have an opportunity to surround him with as much as you can find to try to keep a window open so you can win a championship. That's what you're doing here with Paul Skenes, who did not even make $1 million. It's been well documented that a lot of college kids in football, including Eli Holstein, make more than Paul Skenes. I mean, it's ridiculous. So if you have that luxury for now, go out and surround it. They've already wasted too much time in that regard. But they still have a couple of chances, and we'll be judging them based on what they do with them. One more, Austin, before we go to a break.
All right, let's go to Greg in Youngstown.
Greg, I know you're always passionate about this topic.
Well, here's the thing. MLB needs to step in, and I'll tell you what, Nutting doesn't own the team. He leases the team. He has a franchise like a McDonald's or anything else. They could pull that from him anytime they want, if they want to take him to court or they want to come after him. So he doesn't own that team. He leases that team from the city, from MLB. So MLB needs to really jump at this guy and the other owners that don't spend money and say, look, if you don't spend money, we're going to do something about it. But MLB has no spine, and they won't do this stuff. They don't care if no one goes to the games, or we don't win any games, or they play these games with money, because they're breaking some rule. I know they are. MLB needs to change the way they give teams to these owners and saying, if you don't do this, this, and this, you can lose your franchise. But they refuse to do this.
Well, Greg, I appreciate the passion, but that's not going to happen. I don't think they've really tried before. They said they did a few years ago, but it never really materialized. So I think what you can only hope for to achieve the goal you're wanting is a salary cap. That's the only thing. And
Bob, real quick, does that make your – okay, the NFL, if you have bad teams that just – like Cleveland, they're bad all the time. They have the draft so you can get better. They have mechanisms in place for you to do this.
Right.
MLB, don't you think it looks bad in general? I mean, you have all these teams that stink. You can't put them on national TV because they're horrible. There's no players. I guess we have Skenes to promote, but if we didn't have Skenes, we'd be in a lot of trouble. So I don't see what the reasoning behind MLB letting this whole garbage let these guys get away with this.
Again, though, they have a draft just like football does or any other sport. They've had their share of number one picks. It's the onus is on them to make them profitable picks for the organization. And outside of Paul Skenes, there haven't been that many over the last decade. So that's on the Pirates as well. If you're talking about just strictly finances, the only way that the Pirates would be forced to do anything is if they have a cap and a floor. And if that happens, they will have to acquiesce and do it. If not, then this will continue to go on. Thanks, Greg. I know how you feel about it. Appreciate the call at 412-928-9370. Hey, Tom and Swickley, Bill and CK, unfortunately, we're going to have to get to you a little later if you want to call back. I appreciate that you're on the line. But coming up, Mark Cabali will be joining us, and we're going to talk football. And if you have a call about football, please let us know. And then afterwards, if you want to get back, because Dan Zangrilli is joining us after that, we appreciate the phone calls there as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.